It was very frustrating to watch that game yesterday. Very frustrating.
I'm upset too. I never, because I was a whole, and I'm not saying I gave up. I'm a Mike McDaniel guy, but that wasn't 10 days of preparation into that game plan.
That was the most frustrating part to me, because we talked about it last week and I'm like, listen, this isn't a dumb guy. He's had 10 days to prepare. He's had 2 years worth of Skylar Thompson, really three now. Like, he'll be ready. They just look confused. The number of penalties was maddening.
Yeah.
The special teams penalties were maddening. Like, everything. And then you saw, you know, and this was a fair criticism that I poo-pooed last week when Solana was bringing it up. But you saw the flaw in the roster construct, which is it's very top heavy. They have given a lot of money to a few people. And that means you hope the rest of it works out.
Yes.
It hasn't. The offensive line has not worked out. The tight ends have not worked out. Like, the thought of, and again, I don't know all the ramifications of why you couldn't keep Andrew Van Ginkle or Christian Wilkins. Like, I don't know where the dominoes would have fallen. They obviously made decisions. The problem is you have a very top-heavy payroll, and also you have a lot of older guys on the team that are susceptible to injuries. So Teron Armstead and Raheem Mostert and Odell Beckham, like, there are guys who are going out consistently around the third game. Tua, obviously, you can include in that group, and I never wanted to, but you can include Tua in that group, and you have a majorly flawed roster. And I was telling you when Cunha was on, Adam Schefter, like, he said it on Pat McAfee today. Like, they're all in with this team. They're in win now mode.
And they're not going to win at their current construction. I'm not going to lie to you. With Jalen Phillips wanting some money soon, with Javon Holland, if we're shifting to a defensive team, we need to keep our defensive dogs here. And because we're paying a lot
of, we're shifting to a defensive team, we should have kept Brian Flores here, as much as I don't like that guy.
It is frustrating. And Solano, you hit it on the head. This offensive line is flawed. They're hurt. Austin Jackson got hurt, the commentator said it. They said Patrick Paul's at left tackle. He's never played in the NFL before. We're on the 7 yard line on second down. Do I want him protecting the blind side of my quarterback? And he's never taken a snap in the NFL right now. Like, what are we doing to protect this guy? He went in the second round. He hadn't got a snap in any of these games.
Well, you can say that about him again, because he got one snap yesterday.
We're going to run a play when we have to have a touchdown, four down territory, and the out is to Durham Smythe in the back corner. You can't tell me there can't be another human being that could run the same route Durham Smythe ran that hit him beautifully. And I'll give it to old Lemon. Skyler, what's his name?
Boyle. I don't know.
Boyle. I'll give it to old boy. He threw a beautiful ball. You can't put anybody over there. Durham Smythe is not. No one said, hey, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Durham Smythe. He's never been in that. Jimmy Graham, Durham Smythe. He's never been in that category. Does Travis Kelce or George Kittle watch Durham Smythe film? Like, just the construct. And Durham Smythe dropped that ball. I'll put him. But the construct of it, we need this touchdown. Throw it back corner. Great play. Great scheme. Why the hell is Durham Smythe in that position? Why are you going to put him in that situation? It was overall bad. They had four run plays. I literally started telling my son when the tight end went in motion and two backs, I said, they're running right behind the tight end. They're running right there. And every time he was like, oh, daddy, you know football. I said, I'm not that good. They just don't have anything else to run. They ran out of plays, which was very infuriating to me yesterday.
What about all the elements that they promised us or talked about signing Jonnu Smith, the layers of the offense that were going to be implemented? What play have you seen run for Jonnu Smith? Hit two catches yesterday. You know what I mean?
And like, one of his catches was over a linebacker in front of a safety that probably shouldn't have been completed.
Like the offense looks stale.
I know it's a lot of things. It's an ordinary use of a tight end there. There's nothing creative there. That's an ordinary use of a tight end.
Same thing with Devon Achane. Same thing with everybody.
No one in NFL ever said, "Oh, they threw a crosser at us. We don't know what to do with this route."
And I thought they brought him in to target him in the end zone too, as well. And then there goes the pass to Durham Smythe.
How about Tim Boyle getting in the game? Wide receiver screen, running back screen, wide receiver screen. Okay, you're not throwing anything deep. I'm about to put everybody on the line of scrimmage, which Seattle did, and we didn't try him deep at all. We didn't even – Tim, get the ball, throw it as far as you can. Tyreek, beat this corner, run as fast as you can. Let's just loosen him up. It never happened.
By the way, that pass to Durham Smythe, and there was another one to Achane in the red zone, 5-yard line. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill on the sideline again. Again.
Drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
Do we need them? Do we need $58 million worth of receiver on the field in the red zone? I'd probably put them out there. We don't need them. Let's throw it to Durham Smythe. I was mad yesterday. I'm not going to lie. I was upset.
Somebody had tweeted out yesterday. I had copied it because I thought it was right. It said, "I'm realizing Mike McDaniel got far too much credit for Tua's development and success. Tua just needed better wide receivers than Devontae Parker, Lynn Bowden Jr., and Preston Williams. McDaniel benefits more from having Tua as his QB than the other way around. In fact, Tua masks a lot of McDaniel's flaws." Can't argue that after yesterday. Now, whether that's a true statement or not, you'll have to watch.
Yeah.
But, man, you put some superstar receivers around Tua, he looks like a superstar.
Huh? To that point.
You haven't thrown to Lynn Bowden Jr.? Looks like a guy who's throwing to Lynn Bowden Jr.
We have three more games now to see if Mike McDaniel is this guru that we've called him. Because I really thought his offense, I brought him up early. I thought he was on the Shanahan level. I thought he was on the McFlor level. I thought he was on the Sean McVay level. When Sean McVay, think about it, there was golf in L.A. Sean McVay got Stafford and went and won a Super Bowl. I thought he was on that level because he comes from that tree. They were all together in Atlanta. I thought we had that guy doing the same thing those guys did. Yesterday made me question that.
And, Hawk, to your point, I was blaming Tua Tagovailoa and my criticism of him for not being able to compete with Mahomes with the playoff teams was because I thought he had shortcomings that couldn't take this team over the top. Maybe to your point, it's Mike McDaniel that can't take this team over the top. Maybe last year the team was good enough to go compete, and it was Mike McDaniel holding them back, not Tua Tagovailoa.
This was, and McDaniel, again, I'm still a fan of his, and I'm glad he's the head coach. There's been several instances over the last couple of seasons where you go, "That was weird. That didn't look great." I'm talking about McDaniel. You said it the entire game yesterday. The entire game. It was like, what is he doing?
Well,
and to me, he looked so confused. That made Skyler look confused.
Yeah.
Like it was the trickle-down effect. So he hopefully he got this one. I'll give him a mulligan if he deserves a mulligan, but we'll find out.
What about when Ingold didn't block and just turned around and started screaming at Skyler while the running back still had the ball in his hand running?
Because there was a whistle that was blown, though. The refs didn't do them any favors. There was a whistle blown. Now, I'm with you. You play until the play is dead, whether you think there's a flag or not. But I'm under the impression there was an actual whistle blown. A actual whistle.
We can't even talk no more. We're so mad.
Actual whistles were blown.
I just... Getting beat by a better team is one thing I have seen and been a part of. Being outclassed is something that upsets
embarrassed.
Me.
Like, just embarrassed on Thursday night and then embarrassed again in Seattle when... Again, I would have chalked Thursday night, even though when Tua was in, they still looked like crap. I would have chalked Thursday night up to Tua went out, they got rattled, and that's okay. Buffalo's a really good team. But Now you've got 10 days to prepare. You know who your quarterback is. There's no question. It's Skylar Thompson. You know the personnel. Let's come out there and let's wow them.
Huh. They didn't get a first down. They didn't convert a third down. Sorry, they did. They didn't convert a third down in the first half.
That's crazy.
If we get to third down, it's a guaranteed punt. We should punt on third down.
Or move to the CFL.
We get some more. We did not convert a third down in a half of football. Come on,
there
man.
Was a actual whistle that stopped on, Alec Ingold. But it was like, Alec Ingold's got like dog hearing. It was a dog whistle. He was the only one who heard it. But he stopped.
When he turned around, I really thought it was a trick play.
It did remind me. Solana brought it up, though. Or was it Cuno that brought it up? Of Mike Gesicki, like, screaming, trying to get people in the right formation out on the field. Like, that's what it was like. Yeah, there should have been circus music on that play.
Hot Hands Hanen and Refrigerator, whatever the name was. Icebox. We were the little giants out there.
Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. I almost said the 5 o'clock hour. Wishful thinking. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I think I read a tweet from Adam Beasley. I should have saved it. The Dolphins haven't led once this season.
Correct. They have not had a lead through three games. The game they won against Jacksonville, their only lead was the game-winning field goal. The Dolphins, perhaps the best offensive team in the NFL last season, has not had a lead in three games this season. That is a actual fact.
There's some stats that don't mean anything. That one is upsetting.
Nice to play with a lead every now and then. I don't know.
To beat the other team at some point. We're winning.
This was, by the way, McDaniel's 8th loss by 14 or more points in his 3 seasons as head coach, 3 plus now.
Oh yeah, when we lose, we get our ass whooped now. When we win, we could drag somebody, but when we lose, we're gonna get wore out.
You know, Chris Perkins, I haven't read the column yet, but Chris Perkins, it certainly intrigues me, and I have it saved in the Sun Sentinel, wrote, "The Dolphins were never very good under Mike McDaniel, and now they're not fun or entertaining."
Damn, Perk. He said something else the other day I didn't like to hear.
He's not wrong. They were never very good, right? Like, they were good.
And they look good at times, though, especially last season.
When you're top 5 in all offensive categories, you're pretty good.
I mean, I don't want to do this again, but top 5 in offensive categories until you play a very good team, and then you're not very good.
I got it. I got you.
I don't want to do it again.
Teams.
Like, I'm just
32
saying.
32 teams.
Yeah. Well, if the season ended today, the Dolphins technically in the playoffs. So
that is true.
There we go.
Stop the count.
I like glass half full type people.
Stop the count.
Oh, I can't wait. Skyler versus Will Levis. Let's go. Sign me up, baby.
No chance Skyler's in. No chance. No. That dude's got like a punctured lung or something.
Yeah.
He looked like that was, and you know, kudos to him. He was trying to gut it out. You could tell he was injured on the play beforehand. Like that, I think that looks like a serious injury. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express once.
we got a Boyle Huntley, a Huntley Boyle. We got some kind of combination.
What do you do? You just mash them up? Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle?
I wish we could mash them up. I wish we could make a big Transformer, a big Power Ranger monster, and put them together on the field, but we're in trouble.
You're not going to believe this either, but Snoop Huntley, not Irish.
He struck me as an Irish dude.
What's up with that, though? Why Tim Boyle elevated and signed to the 53-man roster and Huntley is inactive?
He just got here. Did you see how complicated that offense was?
Coach, play two or play six? Play six? Okay, guys, six on one.
He's drawing plays on the football, like if it's backyard football.
Hey, Reek, run down the right sideline this time. Don't go on the left.
Listen, we're going to fool them all here. This is a traditional spot for a Hail Mary. I want everyone to do 10-yard curls. Huh? Listen. I'm not an offensive mastermind for nothing. Everyone do a 10-yard curl. Huh? And obviously, Skyler didn't hear that. He's waiting. Hello, end zone. Everybody's running back towards him. He thought he was being rushed by 20 guys.
Hey, y'all, we're going to let the clock run out on three. What?
Skyler saw 15 guys in front of him, very close. Wasn't able to discern that half of them were Dolphins because they weren't running deep routes. So he's like, well, there's 15 guys in front of me. There's no chance anyone's going to tackle me from behind.
He hit that man in his back so hard.
Bro, oh, but he also got laid out like somebody's running right at him, and he didn't move. He's just he just waited like
that
for
never,
him.
That never happens. Nobody gets tackled that hard from behind 7 seconds after a play started. A quarterback.
Like, listen, I was told a long time ago that ball draws a crowd. Skyler hasn't got anybody to let him know that. Once you have that ball in your hand, it's some very mean big humans headed your way.
Holy mackerel.
And he looked surprised when he was on the ground.
Looked surprised. He couldn't. Well, of course he looked surprised. He's like, are they allowed to play with 25 defenders?
Where did he come from?
Like, how come none of my guys were near the end zone? He's like looking up at the clock. Like, am I missing something here? Isn't it the end of a half?
They ran a stop and go. Everybody forgot to go. Everybody just stopped.
So versus Tennessee, Monday Night Football, at New England, you get a bye week, and then you're at Indianapolis. Those are the three games remaining that Tua Tagovailoa will not be able to play in. Tennessee looks like the worst team in the NFL. New England, they got blown out by Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And Indianapolis, I mean, oh my God, do they look bad as well.
Your guy, Anthony Richardson. I saw a great tweet about him. Anthony Richardson can make throws that 99 out of 100 quarterbacks cannot make.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't make throws that 99 out of 100 quarterbacks can make.
He is physically a monster. He is so
blessed. He threw one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in NFL history.
But he's not a legit skilled trained quarterback.
He might be one day.
Now they have to get to him. Huh? Yeah. I didn't know that. Start of this season, he played in 17 football games since high school.
Yeah.
He was hurt at Florida. He only stayed in Florida a couple years, and he got to the league, got hurt last year. Like, watching that, Anthony Richardson does not know how to play quarterback. He knows how to play football. He's literally walking out there just saying, hey, fellas, run down there real far. I'll let it go. He's playing backyard football in the NFL, making millions.